looking at the 1 p.m. Eastern games today. There are six total. There's a few things that jump out. One is it appears that the Chiefs will be locked in against the Raiders. Divisional matchup, home, Rashee Rice is back. It looks like a game where the Chiefs could really break things open. Another assumption is that the Eagles dropping two straight are going to figure out how to put more pressure on the opposing defense to the point where at least one guy breaks out in a big way. And then as a counterweight to that, that the Vikings will keep pace because the Vikings with Carson Wentz at quarterback should be good enough to put 25 plus points on the board. And then finally, one other assumption is that in a sea of middling tight ends and the occasional great tight end, with David Njoku out for Cleveland, that Harold Fannin Jr., this is his chance to shine as the sole tight end, really, on that team, with a quarterback in Dylan Gabriel who is going to be probably looking Fannin his way up to 10 times. And so the lineups that I've created two, they're very similar, and they are based on these assumptions. One of the lineups takes Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. These are classic DraftKings, DFS, nine-player lineups. Again, for the 1 p.m. Eastern games. Mahomes at quarterback, very expensive, worth it. Then I've got both Patriots running backs, fairly affordable together, between Ramondre Stevenson and Trevion Henderson. The thinking there is some dump-offs, and that between the two of them, 25-plus points is very doable in this matchup. It's a favorable matchup against Tennessee. I think they go on the ground more than they have recently, and that they're more successful. And that's the key. Justin Jefferson at the top wide receiver spot. A.J. Brown is also up there, wide receiver, and Xavier Worthy. The Xavier Worthy pick assumes that Rashee Rice plays a limited role and that Worthy is the dominant performer in the Chiefs receiving core, or at least a sub-dominant. That's the assumption there. And then Fannin, as I mentioned, at tight end. For the flex, normally I have a wide receiver. In this case, I've got Breece Hall. With Garrett Wilson out, I can see where someone might take Mason Taylor. Let's say in the tight end spot, save a few DFS dollars and maybe go with somebody else. I like Fannin more, and I like Breece Hall a lot. I think the Jets at this point are showcasing him to trade. It appears we're headed towards that. So you don't want to, it could go both ways. It could be that he plays a lot less and they're actually looking to trade him. They don't want him to get hurt. The other way of looking at it is they got to show him at his best because they can get maybe a round better on him than they would have ordinarily if he breaks out for, let's say, 25 fantasy points. If he reminds everyone what he was earlier in his career, that could be enough for them to get something really good out of it that makes it worth trading him. And then the Browns defense as a reasonably priced against a descending Miami franchise. The other lineup has some similarities. It's got Mahomes. It's got Justin Jefferson. Has A.J. Brown. And Fannin. And then the differences, and the key differences, because there's five, obviously, is Rashee Rice instead of Xavier Worthy. It assumes that Rice actually does have a big game in his first game. It also includes Jordan Addison, because I like the price, and I like the top heaviness of that receiving core. It also brings in, instead of the Patriots backfield, it's the Carolina backfield. A confusing one. A lot of managers have been asking questions. I have the same questions. Who knows if Rico Dowdle is going to be the bell cow with Chuba Hubbard back, or if Carolina realizes that Hubbard is very important to this offense still and that splitting as much as possible is the key. I'm willing to, in this DFS, roll the dice that one might not perform as well as we would think, but as in doing that, the other one probably will perform much better. And then finally, with the remaining funds, there's not a lot. We're going Titans defense against the Patriots. Notice that I'm taking the Titans defense here because they're cheap and it fits with the budget, but also because I do not have any Patriots in this lineup, and therefore I'm not shooting myself in the foot trying to hope the Titans defense does well and at the same time hoping that some Patriots do well. That's really key. And, you know, you hedge when you can, but you don't overhedge, because an overhedge is just a way to finish, you know, fifth to last in a 50-50 out of 100 people. If you have any thoughts on it, questions, you know where to find me. This is BJ Rudell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, on Facebook. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck with all your players today.